the conversation in Police Chief Sheldon Schmidt's office included talk of how police are prepared to respond to a violent situation at any of Sitka's schools, and we'll get to that shortly. But sitting at the conference table with Fire Chief Dave Miller, Mayor Mim McConnell, and School Superintendent Steve Bradshaw, conversation kept coming back to the same topic.
Prevention is a huge thing.
Prevention is kind of the
prevention is huge.
The key to this, I think, we want.
That's really the best way that we can
prevention, creating an atmosphere where the worst is least likely to happen. Fire Chief Dave Miller.
In all of these cases, or almost all of the cases, where there's been an active shooter in a school, or a mall, or some post offices, or whatever, most of those cases, the shooter has let somebody else know that he's going to do this. Listen to what people have to say. You know, listen to your kids. They hear everything on the street or at school.
Police Chief Schmidt says his department builds trust with students by having an officer spend a lot of time in the schools, getting to know them.
We have a school resource officer, Paul Overturf. He's a presence at the school. He's around the schools a lot. He was just there now when I was there a few minutes ago showing up. He does extra patrols around the schools and teaches classes inside the school.
Schmidt says having a school resource officer around lets children feel comfortable with the police. And in the past, that's come in handy.
I remember an incident we had a few years back where a gun was brought into the school. And because Sergeant Ed Green happened to be right there, he knew the kid, he knew the teacher, he knew, you know, there was a lot of trust there. And Ed was able to quickly defuse that incident.
Bradshaw, the superintendent, says the school district also works hard to make its buildings a welcoming place for students and for visitors.
At the same time, you know, and I know we've offended people at times when we say, okay, who are you and what are you doing here? And what, you know, but we have to do that at this point. And it's not that we don't welcome people into our buildings. At the same time, student safety is our number one concern.
All of Sitka's school buildings require visitors to check in at the main office, and schools run safety drills to teach students and teachers how to react to violent situations in or near a building. And yes, Schmidt says police have a response plan in case the worst happens.
The school has their plan on what to do as far as a drill if they have a violent incident in the school. We have our own response plan. Of course, it's pretty dynamic. We train for a specific, like, active shooter type event.
But every situation is different, he says. And without getting into specifics, Schmidt says the way police respond to shootings in general has changed since the 1999 attack at Columbine High School in Colorado.
The old response before Columbine was to set a perimeter around a school or whatever place where they had the violence was happening and then call for help and have a SWAT team go in.
Now, though, the approach is much more active. Police are trained to neutralize a threat as quickly as possible. Of course, all four community leaders said on Tuesday that the ultimate goal is to create an atmosphere where none of it ever needs to be used. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.